You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Revelation, chapter 19, verse 19 and 20. And I saw the beast, the kings of the earth, and their armies gathered together to make war against him who sat on the horse and against his army. Then the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet, who worked signs in his presence, by which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. The two were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. I want you to note here that people who received the mark of the beast did not just receive it. They need to be convinced to receive it. And the way they were convinced was by signs and wonders. In that verse 20, it says, by which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast. Those who received the mark were deceived. They didn't plan to receive it. They didn't think they were receiving the mark of the beast. But there was a prophet. Please, I want you to note this. He said, then the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet. It is the Bible that identifies him as the false prophet. At his time of operation, people will refer to him as the prophet. I want to say to you that you have made yourself vulnerable to receive the mark of the beast if your understanding of Christianity is signs and wonders. And look at it today. Why do you think people are deceived? Why would a pastor go and behead somebody to have power? Why are people arranging people who are not sick to come and pretend as if they were sick? It's because they know you will be deceived if you see signs. The only difference now is that they don't yet have the power of Satan to make those signs look real. So they are using every means to demonstrate it. And that's why you must be very careful of preachers that feel that the true test of Christianity is signs and wonders. They will even be saying that if there is no power, if we can't see power, what is power? The Bible said the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. The gospel, the preaching of the gospel. He said he sent his word and his word healed them. But we think that preaching the word of God is not power. We must now demonstrate power. The word of God formed this earth. The things that we see today were created from the things that were not by the word of the Lord. But we have an idea today that power can be separated from the word. And our own understanding of power is signs and wonders. So please, brethren, note that people didn't just wake up to receive the mark of the beast. A prophet, somebody who comes to them as a servant of the Lord and demonstrated enough signs and wonders, made them to believe. I want you to ask yourself a simple question. That preacher that you are listening to, that your bishop, that your pastor, your general overseer, just ask yourself a simple question. Is it because you have seen Jesus in their life that you follow them? Or is it because they have proofs, which are signs and wonders? That will tell you your state of the heart. And that will tell you the vulnerability in your life. My prayer is that none of you will be deceived by signs in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. To learn more or to find out more about the ministry, please visit livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.